Hey, Twisted Ones, is your host El Marie. Welcome to the Twisted Perception Podcast. Guess who the fuck is back, y'all?
It's me.
It's your boy.
Dennis the fucking Menace. I'm back. I've been going too long.
Way too long. But I'm niggas back. Missed you on the podcast. And apparently the girls is drooling over your voice on the podcast.
You know, so I'm back.
You didn't even have to do all that.
You know I'm saying, I'm back.
My coworker walked up to me today and like, yo, I was listening to the podcast this morning and I love it. And she was like, Dennis' voice though. And I was like, oh, stop God, it. Join the millions of bitches that's drooling over Dennis' voice. And she was like, what he looked like. So I showed her a picture and she was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, wow. Yeah. You want me to pass the number, sis? You single?
We out here.
You is too much. Any fucking whore. Hi.
Yo.
I'm going to be on time with this episode because last week I got attacked because I put up the episode one day late, maybe two. And people like, sis, where the episode at? Like
you definitely dropped that joint on Sunday, I think.
I did drop it on Sunday just in time for Sunday dinner with your motherfucking families.
You did say that.
Yeah, well, no kids, but you know what I'm saying? Like all your adult family.
Yo, but I missed it here. Truly.
Now
I've been sick for 2 weeks. I don't got the Rona.
Definitely got the Rona.
I don't got the Rona.
Y'all hear that? A 2 week period.
Yo, I had like bronchitis or something.
I need you to stay back. Those are all symptoms of the Rona. So you stay over there on your half and I'm gonna stay over here on my cool. half. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Cool. Perfect. Surprisingly, I don't have any shout outs and announcements today because I'm fucking Gucci. I feel great. I woke up this morning feeling rejuvenated.
Today was a great day.
Today was a great day.
It was hot as shit, but it was a great day.
It's been hot as shit for like the last couple of weeks.
I celebrated my baby graduating kindergarten. Yes, I mean pre-K. Guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
She's so cute.
Today was a great day.
It was a great day. She looks so cute in her pictures.
Thank you. Appreciate
you need to
it.
Post those on your Instagram. So.
They're on my Facebook. I'll post them to IG
Nobody
later.
Nobody gets on Facebook anymore.
Wow.
That's like dead. Dead. D-E-D. Dead.
All my aunts on there, so they got to see.
Yeah, well, unless you want to like personally send them to my phone, I ain't going to see them.
I put them on IG for the people.
Do you have any shout outs and announcements today?
I ain't got no announcements, but I just want y'all to know, stop hating on us. Listen, I've been hearing through the grapevine.
Child.
Y'all been out here. Listen, like the
low key though, but listen, like trying to do listen, it in a nice
egg,
way.
Listen, the egg was not lying.
Yo, the egg wasn't lying.
The
bro.
Egg was not lying.
I told y'all, and y'all keep calling me a bruja.
Listen, I just want y'all to know, we grown.
It's shit.
So we gonna speak on what we know, our opinions, our facts, our truths, and if you can relate to it, if you find it funny. Then I appreciate you. If you don't understand, but you still like trying to see where we coming from, I appreciate you too. But don't disrespect us.
Period.
Like we corny, like we some young boys.
Yes.
Like
meanwhile, it's plenty of people listening to the podcast, and we've been getting like hella really good feedback. So we're not gonna let the one egg ruin it for the rest of
no
them,
but like I honestly appreciate all the support, all the love that everybody has been giving us on all social platforms. I mean, y'all been texting us, giving us feedback on the shows. Like y'all been trying to call in every week.
Facts.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to come on a show every week. So I really love and appreciate y'all, and facts. I can't express that enough. So
yeah,
I appreciate that support.
If I gotta say that shit every fucking episode, I will. But we really do appreciate like all the support. I mean, it's been friends, it's been friends of friends, it's been people that I don't know, it's been people I didn't even know was listening to the podcast coming out the wood, where he's like, right. Sis, where the episode at? I'm like, oh shit, you was listening? That's what's up. Like, I ain't know.
Yeah.
But you know, we're doing like really, really good. Like really good. So
and we're happy with our product. So we not
period.
We not like
you.
We not stressing over nothing. Like, we just come here, have a good time, have great conversations. You know what I'm saying? If you try and like get on the episode, you got some ideas.
Yes, DM us, email us, fucking Twitter us, Twitter us, like whatever. Social platform you're following us on, or if you even got any one of our numbers.
As my dad would say, hit us up on the Instagram.
On the Instagram. I'm cracking up.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Yo. So what are we talking about today?
Woo! Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Our topic. I know, yo, I'm all about women. I'm all about women empowerment. I love women, okay?
That's established by, let me tell you how it is in a lesbian relationship.
Exactly, like, I love women, but ladies, you're probably really not going to agree with what the fuck I'm saying, but you know at the end of the day, I'm right. So, listen, our topic for today, all right? Well, actually, we kind of have two topics today. We have double standards, and we have the topic of when men, well, it happens also in the lesbian world, but when men or women, the person that you're dating, period, whatever they categorize themselves as, is flirting with or cheating on you with somebody else, and that person may not know, and y'all go straight for the person, not your partner, but the other person.
And then y'all take y'all partner back after all this shit.
Yup, you know what? You dead ass right. Dead ass.
Like, I'm gonna fuck this bitch up, and you better not text her again.
But I'm gonna take you back.
But we gonna have some apology sex, and we gonna be good. That's them. That's them relationships that every 3 months they be like, we was doing good,
and that, right? And now, look, and then we fucked up again. What the hell?
Now we fighting again.
Listen, let me give y'all a scenario. So, let's say, right, that you got a friend. That friend texts your phone on some like real like, I don't know. Something beyond friendship. Like, it's like, oh, I'm thinking about you at 2 a.m. And then the next morning.
Hold on. Just to clarify. Y'all just friends. Y'all never, like, talked about anything else.
Never.
Like, just normal communication.
Never.
Okay, I just wanted to get that.
Because I got a couple scenarios.
All right, so I'm listening.
So, then you wake up in the morning and you got, like, missed calls and text messages and shit from the girlfriend basically saying like, oh, like you could have him, or I'ma beat you the fuck up, and this, that, and a third. And
I'm it's dropping just like, all his shit off at your house.
Right. Like, but it's just like, sis, it's not even like that though.
I don't even want bull.
Right.
And you just dumping him on me?
Yes.
Who?
On who? Who he coming home with?
Excuse me.
I just want to understand why girls do. They start.
We back.
We know about that first episode. Me and but I don't understand why girls do that. Like, how you getting mad at the girl, and the girl has no idea. Like, she has no idea who you are. Right. How long y'all been together? Right. Who he was with, like,
listen, keep it a bean. A lot of people don't detail that they have a significant other,
right?
And it's beyond me. Y'all be together for 6 years and you never tell anybody you got a girlfriend. So you text me on some fly shit and I'm looking like, yo, like, we not on this type time,
right?
Then I get a call from your man. Yo, why you texting my girl? Yo, why she saying she miss you and blah, 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 blah. Bro, get your girl.
Right.
She texting me that. I didn't text nothing to your girl. We just supposed to be friends. But she trying, you know what I'm saying? She trying, bro.
Yeah, but it's like at the end of the line, your partner is the one that chooses to cross that line.
Right.
Like, you're the one that chooses to send that text out, or you're the one that chooses to kiss that person or flirt with that person or whatever the case may be. And you think that it's okay to attack the other person, like, sis even fucking knew about you, or like, bro even knew about you. They right. had no clue you even fucking existed, for real.
Then again, a lot of people don't give a fuck.
You're right.
Because it's like, sometimes you can be like, yo, I got a girl. Some chicks gonna be like,
okay. All right, but niggas do the same
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And like, they be like, let's say you out at the club and niggas approach you and you be like, yo, I got a man or I got a girl.
Niggas' favorite line is, you can't have friends.
Right. But like, especially in the lesbian world, like, you say you got a girlfriend and it's like, that shit don't even matter.
Like, and?
Yeah, like, it'd be like, so you can't have a boyfriend too? Nigga, like, what if I don't even like niggas? Right. Like,
a lot of gay girls don't like dudes for that specific reason. And it just be like, bro, like, if she's saying she got a girlfriend, you trying, the instant thought in your head is, oh, threesome. We about to get this John Papa. And they be like, no, like, I don't even swing that way, bro.
It either be threesome or you ain't had the right. Yeah, I had two girlfriends, or you ain't had the right guy before. So that's why you dating girls. And it'd be like, legit, like, girls really just like girls. Like, it's girls born just liking girls, and they ain't never been with the wrong nigga or the right nigga. Like, right.
They just like females. And exactly. That's their preference.
But don't, I know nobody better be calling or texting my motherfucking phone talking about some, why you and this person friends? Like, we friends and we cool, and that's the fuck it.
Right.
Period.
Listen, don't call my phone with that bullshit. I'ma answer and you gonna be like, yo, why you texting my girl? I'm like, bro, you gotta get your dick. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm like, I'ma laugh in your face.
I was about to say, like, I'm the type of person that I'm probably gonna laugh when I answer.
And I'm like, bro, it's not even that deep. And if you wanna fight me, I'ma fuck you up. And you still gonna be with your girl because I don't want her. Like,
and like, maybe somebody, well, I think that me laughing will probably make the situation worse. Or somebody may think, you know, since we so young, somebody might think that it's like immature or something for you to laugh. But it's just like, I feel like the situation is funny. Like,
I'ma laugh because I'm not going to get mad at the situation. I'm in a good space, and you trying to fuck up my positive energy? Oh, you about to get these laughs. You about to get these giggles, bro.
Listen, I've, for the last 2-3 weeks, been on a very positive spiritual journey. Some of y'all might call it witchcraft.
Bruja.
But that ain't it. Manifestations isn't witchcraft.
I agree.
I've been positive researching thoughts. Buddhism, and I've been like meditating and stuff. Also not good witchcraft for you. But like, I've had really positive results, like, you know, with my stuff. So I'm not about to let somebody come in
and
fuck my shit up. I've been speaking very good days into existence. Like,
my chakras is in a good place. You
feel me?
You not about to come definitely in here and the chakras. Fuck nothing up. And I feel like that's an insecurity thing.
Yeah.
Like, bro, why are you addressing me? I didn't text nothing to your girl. We was having regular ass conversations until she was like, yo, like, I'm trying to see you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And a lot of times that happens when people are drunk. Like, you start drunk texting motherfuckers.
I think it's between them being drunk and them not really being happy in a relationship.
Yep.
But they're not telling their partner that. They're just in it. You know what I'm saying? They think everything cool. Well, their partner think everything cool. But yet their significant other is just in a place where, like, oh, I'm not happy. I want something else.
Right.
So it's like, how you gonna get mad at me for them reaching out to me, trying to get at me, when you got some shit at home you need to take care of? Because why is your man or girl texting me all hours of the night telling me they thinking about me or they missing me? And we not on that type time.
Right.
Y'all got some shit to deal with at home. That has nothing to do with me. I'm just somebody that they attracted to, that they want, because you not making them happy.
And a lot of times I think that people just like flirt and like cheat and stuff. Well, I feel like men are more physical cheaters. Like, it's like, oh, I'm attracted to this girl.
Women are more
emotional cheaters.
Emotional and mental.
Yeah, like, it's more like they're missing something.
Right.
So, if you're not giving it to me, and don't get me wrong, because women often, like, go to their partners, whether it's male, female, transgender, whatever. Like, they go to their partners and they tell them, like, listen, I'm feeling this type of way, or this doesn't feel like a relationship anymore, but you love that person and you want to fix it.
Right.
And it's just still not the same because that person not putting in the same energy as you.
Or they feel like everything in a relationship is good. Like, they feel like they don't have to work on themselves.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people in relationships who be like, yo, like, I'm doing enough. Like, I'm not doing everything I should do, but I'm doing enough for this relationship. And you feel like the people that feel like they're doing enough, they feel like they're good. But it'd be like, no, I want more. Like, you not doing this, that, and the third, but I'm doing this.
And I think that often people, they get comfortable. So they they feel like the stuff that they used to do to get you, they don't really have to do anymore. And that's when the problems really start. Like, you get comfortable, you get boring, you're not taking your partner out on dates anymore.
Yeah, how you go from dating somebody, right? And you take them out every week to taking them out once every 2 months or right. something like that.
Or just not at all.
Or you know what I'm saying? And y'all just kicking it at the crib now because y'all together now. It's like, no, like, your partner still want to go out. Your partner still want to go on dates, especially women. Women want to be shown off. Women want to be pampered, taken care of. Women want to be wine and dine. So you can't just be chilling in the crib with your girl for 6 months and then be like, yo, let's go on a date on Valentine's Day. What? Out of all days, like, when we was going out every week,
right?
You pick a holiday to go out. Like,
also, let me address this. Because I feel like this is something that happens, like, really often. I'm going to say this, but, like, not to, like, put anybody down or anything.
Like.
Shut up. Sometimes, let's say that you got low self-esteem and you don't really think that you that good looking, right? And then you get, like, the most handsome nigga you ever been with or the most prettiest girl you've ever been with. And it's cool. And it's just like, it's okay to show your girl off or show your man off. What's not okay, I mean, and even like super really cute people do this too, but I'm just saying mostly it's... Anyway, but instead of like... showing them off like, yo, like, this is my girl or this my man, like, oh, I'm gonna treat them good, blah blah blah, they start treating them like an item or a possession. Women don't
like a trophy.
Yeah, like a trophy. Like, women don't like that. Like, don't be like, oh, like, this my girl, or I got the prettiest girl in the whole house out of all my friends, blah blah blah, whatever.
It's never a competition though. If you do get the prettiest girl or the handsomest dude, like, all right, one, you should count your blessings, because it's like you can be. Well, I'm not gonna say it like that, but because they can be fucked up people. You can be with the most beautiful person in the world, but they can be a fucked up individual, and you just never know until you get with them.
Right.
But if you do get somebody that you do want to show off, don't treat them like an item. Treat them like a person. Treat them like somebody that you want to really love, instead of being like, hey, this is my girl. She's the baddest in this party. What y'all got to say? Like, don't do that.
Right.
That's out of pocket.
Yeah, because it's just like, okay, now you just treat me like a trophy. Now it's not like you love me. Now it's just like you just want to show me off because you think that I'm the baddest thing walking. Like, right. And it's just like, that's not cool. And that's not going to be enough to keep somebody around. And that's exactly why people start stepping out of, like, their relationships and stuff.
People aren't happy and they're not going to speak on it. Y'all have to speak on y'all relationships. Y'all be with people for years and don't say nothing about happiness. That never comes into a conversation. Why?
Yep.
Especially men. Like, yo, if you not happy in this relationship, but you know you got somebody that's always going to be down for you, why not just be like, yo, like, I'm not happy. What doesn't make me happy. So we can work on this. So I'm happy by myself, but I'm not happy with this relationship. I'm not happy where we're going. I don't like the look of it.
Right. But at that point, it's like you could either choose to fix it or you can choose to debt it. It just depends on the type of love that y'all got for each other and how much you're willing to work for it.
But you shouldn't be cheating on people people gonna flirt with whoever the fuck they want anyway. And people gonna fuck whoever they want anyway. However, is the fact that you have somebody at home who you supposedly care about, love. Y'all wanna be together forever. Y'all wanna have kids, a family, you know what I'm saying? But yet you out there treating them dirty. Cause you're not happy, but you're not speaking on that.
But what if you are speaking on it?
If you're speaking on it and nothing's changing, you got to leave. If you can. Because we know a lot of relationships, they ain't letting you leave.
Yeah, put a gun to your head.
I ain't putting a gun to nobody here. You want to leave? You want to leave. You good. I'm too old to be fucking trying to make somebody stay.
Well, you know people crazy.
Also,
everybody's sane.
Also, if I catch you cheating, I'm not fighting nobody. I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna be mad, but I'm like, all right, that's what's up. I'm gonna just pack my shit real quick. Y'all can finish what y'all doing. I'm just give me like 15 minutes, bro. I'm out.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I was to find out that the person that you are cheating on me with or dealing with or flirting with or whatever knew about me the whole time, that's when it's a motherfucking problem.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, I'm beating both of y'all the fuck up. But if the girl...
If it was that, then yeah.
But if the girl, like, knew nothing, literally, like, nothing about me, what the fuck am I mad at her for? She didn't know. I'm beating my partner the fuck up. Like...
This is a lesbian relationship, so this is a female-on-female confrontation, so...
Yeah, but, like, even if I was with a man, I would be beating him the fuck up, too. You think I don't beat on niggas?
I never said that. You look like the type.
You now look, just Debo.
You look like you two-pieced a lot of dudes back in your day. Back in your day.
You funny as shit. No, I ain't two-piecing nobody unless you give me a motherfucking reason to. I try to keep the peace for the most part. I know back in my day, I used to be a little crazy, a little reckless, okay? But now I've chilled all the way the fuck out. I don't go through phones no more. Like, you grown, you
and
know what the
bad.
Fuck you doing.
And it's bad because... In this day and age with fucking social media, like, you can take anything as flirting. Like, if somebody asks a question on Twitter or some shit and I answer, you're like, oh, so you just gonna answer the bitch? Like, now you flirting with her? I'm like, well, she was asking for, like, restaurants and shit, and I, like, made a suggestion.
Yeah, well, that's insecurities in a person. And if you got insecurities, you just need to fix that or work on that yourself before you even get in a relationship.
You don't need to be with nobody.
Right. Or it's either you don't trust that person or you just have trust issues, period. Because it's no way that somebody asking me a question. I talk to a lot of people on Twitter. I know a lot of people. I don't really call everybody my friend. I'll say associates, or I'll say my Twitter friends or my Instagram friends or whatever. But I have conversations with them.
And it just and be random not, conversations.
Yeah, random conversations. And it just be on some chill shit. Like, nobody trying to get with nobody. That ain't it. But you not about to fucking attack me for just having a conversation. Yeah. Like,
and it's a normal-ass conversation. Right. It's nothing, like flirting,
if you,
nothing.
If you see that, I feel like you can tell if I'm flirting. Like, I'm pretty, I'm such a fucking, I'm goofy. With it. I'm goofy as fuck. So you could tell if I'm flirting, but if I'm just having, a regular fucking conversation, no, you're not about to attack me for that shit. But if I'm openly flirting, then I give you every fucking reason to beat my ass. Like, just beat me the fuck up, then put me in my motherfucking place.
Just give me 2 black eyes, please. And can we call it a day?
I really love it here.
Everything's on fire, but it's okay.
Child, ain't shit on fire today because Nah not here. But oh, y'all God. Already know Nasty Nah. Shout out to the Nah.
Oh my God.
We miss you, boo.
We do. I miss you personally. You took my spot for 2 weeks and then you sat in my seat.
Oh my God.
So I'm a little upset, but I still let you know.
We gonna really talk about the seat, bro. The seat. You can sit there anytime you want. Even if he here and you here.
The disrespect. I'm going for 2 weeks.
You love it here, period.
I do love it here.
I say what I say.
But no,
we did miss your voice on here, though. I was listening to the other podcast and I was like, Dennis. Where's Dennis' voice at? I'm sure all the bitches was waiting for Dennis to talk. And it's like, okay,
I don't even want to listen to this
episode.
I know,
they probably deaded the episode and shit. Like, never mind, it's just these bitches talking.
Dennis is not here again. Oh, fuck this, John. We out.
Yes, unfortunately, Dennis can't be with us right now. Oh, fuck this shit. Turning this shit off. I came here for that, nigga.
I came here for Dennis.
Fuck Dennis. Fuck y'all.
Don't be hating.
Y'all need to fuck with the podcast, whether Dennis here or not. And if
Poppy,
I have
Poppy
to,
ball.
And if I have to be absent for any reason,
oh, Dennis is taking over by himself.
I would literally be on a hospital bed and on an operating table, like, hey, y'all.
With your mom in the background. Get off the phone, Lisha.
No, I'm calling into the podcast. I gotta host it from here. Let me do my intro real quick before y'all cut me open.
I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Anything happen to her, God forbid, I got y'all.
I'm doing a podcast either way, and that's some real shit. Like,
you gonna hear, Lacey gonna sound like me when the fucking she get surgery. That shit gonna be like, welcome to the
Perception Podcast. Oh my God.
This is Dennis. This is El Marie, your host El Marie.
Oh my God, whatever. Anywho.
Yo, can you imagine yourself on fucking morphine and shit?
Yo, I'm not getting on morphine.
Yo.
I had went to the ER one time for I think it was a stomach ache or some shit, or something was hurting. I don't know, but they gave me morphine. I threw up all motherfucking
What's that
night.
Shit they put you to sleep with? The anesthesia?
I thought you was talking about melatonin.
Yo, if they put you on anesthesia and you get on this episode, this shit is going to take a turn for the worse.
Yes,
that
when
shit
I wake
is gonna
up,
be funny as fuck.
When I wake up, I don't even know where I'm at, but hey,
yo.
All
you gonna
slump from the bed and shit.
You going to be open as shit. You going to be start telling your deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's funny as shit.
Shit, I'll probably start telling my deepest, darkest secrets if I had fucking eat an edible or get too drunk on this
Yo,
joint.
We gonna get on one episode and eat an edible together.
I'm
I ain't gonna be
eating
saying
no
shit.
Edibles.
I can, have,
talk
we can
about,
have half.
I'm gonna talk about my edible experience, but I ain't eating that shit no more. Edibles should be banned.
Fam,
fuck y'all.
I had an edible and I just sat in my car. I was at a house party. My friends had a party for their birthday and I just was like, I'll be right. I sat in my car. I was dead. They was like, Dennis, we're taking pictures. I'm like,
I'll be right there. Meanwhile, never got up.
I got up to take the picture, and I went right back to my car and laid down.
Why was you just laying there?
I need a minute. I was fried. I was I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing. My brain wouldn't process anything fast. People was making jokes, and I just was like,
and it wasn't even a real laugh. It's
real
just
shit. That shit. And then I looked around. I was like, they think I'm high as shit. My friends was like, I never seen Dennis this quiet before.
Yeah, like this nigga high. Shit.
I was like,
mm-mm. I'm gonna save my experiences for the edible episode because that shit was hilarious.
Well, here we go with this bullshit. Right. Well,
they need to be canceled. Fireworks need to be canceled. Y'all bored as shit at home, just fucking pop, pop, pop every night.
Speaking of which,
since fucking May.
Speaking of which, if anybody want to have a Roman candle fight, hit me up. We out here.
The fuck is that?
You get a Roman candle, you light it.
It's rum and candle?
Roman candle. Oh, it's a Roman stick that fucking you shake in the air and it shoots up in the air. It shoots a firework from the stick. Nah. However, if we gonna
that
have a Roman,
like something I would like.
If we having a Roman candle fight, you get a bunch of motherfuckers, you get Roman candles, you light them, and you shake them, and you point them at each other.
You trying to set me on fire.
Oh, it's the most fun you can ever have.
You trying to set me on fire, and I don't appreciate that shit.
It's just going to, I'm saying, burn you a little bit. You be all right.
Burn me a little
bit? It's going to sting. You ain't going to burn, like.
Nah, I'm good, love. Oh, enjoy. Nah. Anyways, moving on with the fucking episode, because I don't know what the fuck you talking about, me getting burnt. But listen. Let's talk about it, part two.
Oh, God.
Double fucking standards.
Which y'all niggas women, know what the fuck. Women love the. Yes. Ooh, love double standards.
Yes. You want to know why? Because, like, niggas feel like they could do shit that women can't do. Like, they'll be like, niggas do one thing and it's okay, and then women do it and it's like.
Okay. Like what, for example?
Okay. For example, I'm not even going to say the whole phase, but.
Ain't nothing wrong with a whole phase. But
it's nothing wrong with a whole phase. I'm all for it. You know, I'm non-judgmental. I support whatever. I'll be with the shits. But, like, side note with the fact that I'll be with the shits. Because it literally be like anything. Like, my friend could be like, yo, I ate this nigga ass. And I'd be like, yo,
yes.
How was it?
You be like there. Just, yes. Yes.
Yes, honey.
I just want y'all to know. Lacey been trying to eat ass for like the past 3 years. And that's why she be asking everybody the experience. She ain't eat ass yet.
First of all, yes, I have.
You ate ass?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a very pleasurable experience.
Mm.
I'm nice. Not going to get into details because, you know,
nice.
It's certain people listening, but I ate ass before. I ain't ashamed of it. What the fuck? I ain't eating no nigga ass, but definitely ate one female ass
before. I ain't
letting
no girl eat my ass. That's chalk.
I think you want to get your ass.
You can lick the tank. That's as far as you go.
Real close to the ass.
You can lick the tank.
What if it just go a little bit into the hole?
I'm back up. And I'm a slap.
No, the fuck you not. You going to sit back and close your eyes and enjoy that shit.
Shit. Don't go near that business.
So all the ladies that are listening to Dennis' voice and want to get with him.
Go near my asshole.
Lick his ass. He like it.
Yo, she's a fuck.
That's why he cheesing hard as shit over there.
No, because you cheesing hard as shit and I'm laughing.
No, because I'm laughing at you because I know you like your ass ate. Like,
I never got my ass ate. Hold on. Pause. Hold on. Excuse me. Listen, Twisted Perception Podcast. I never got my ass ate and Leash don't listen to nothing she got to say.
Whatever.
Dog, do not go near my business.
Dennis want to get his ass ate, period. Like, I said what I said.
Don't do it.
Anyway, I told y'all I'd be having sex conversations with my friends, and I, for a fact, feel like Dennis want to get his ass ate, but that ain't none of my business.
Anywhore.
Anyways, you know I'll be with the shits, all the shits. Nasty Leash. Anyway, so Nasty Nine, Nasty Leash. We on here.
No, you got to get something with an L. You can't not luscious. No, that won't go right.
Ew, luscious El Marie. Like, no, I want it to be nasty. Oh, trashy. Anyways,
First of all, I'm disappointed because she never heard "Nasty Girl" by fucking Destiny Child.
Put your clothes on, I told you.
First of all, how old are you? Have you never heard "Nasty Girl" by fucking Destiny
Child?
Was
that a hit though?
It was a deep cut. It was never on the radio.
That's why.
No,
she probably only listened to radio hits.
No, you gotta know that you said nasty,
trashy,
sleazy. Ooh, that joint was a hit.
Yeah, just shout out to Destiny's Child anyway. And shit. Any whore. Damn, now I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, so girls, like, no, not girls. Man. Guys will fuck with multiple bitches, and mm-hmm. it's cool, you know, because, like, that's what niggas do. Like, they go out, they fuck multiple bitches, they flirt, they talk to multiple bitches. It's okay for guys to have their whole phase, their whole fucking life. It's not even a phase. It's just the whole life, period. So then girls probably just like to have sex or like to flirt or like to be single, okay? And she having sex with, you know, people, and then she got to be a hoe for it.
Listen.
Like, why she got to be a hoe? Listen. Now, you not a hoe, but she a hoe. And I feel like even if guys get called a hoe for fucking multiple bitches, it don't hold the weight as
right.
girls.
That's true.
Like, when you call a girl a whore, like, that shit is deep.
Oh yeah, that shit hurt.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh damn, I'm really a whore.
You call a man a whore, he gonna laugh.
Right, because he gonna be like, yeah, I'm a whore. I be out here yeah. fucking bitches. I got 70 bodies. But let a girl say I got 70 bodies. Listen, and it's a fucking
problem. I'm not asking nobody they body count. And I don't give a fuck if you was a whore or not. Because if you changed, right? Let's say that we get together, right? And then some random niggas is really like, yo, I hit that. Okay, and that was 6 years ago, bro. Give it up. Like, she not the same person she was. And even still, I don't care who she was with prior to me. I don't care. That's none of my business.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, niggas love saying some shit like, yeah, I fucked your girl 4 years ago.
That's cool.
Okay.
I'm fucking her now, and I'm making her happy. Like, you was a one-night boy.
Bitches be like, oh, yeah, I fucked but you that
still,
nigga.
But you still want my girl, and she don't want you.
Meanwhile, like, why is that important enough for you to even have to say that?
I'm not saying shit to nobody. If I fucked your girl, I fucked her. But I'm not telling you that. I'm supposed to be out here just... I fucked your bitch.
I love your girl, little mama, stay fly.
No. No. I'm not telling nobody. I'm just like,
your girl.
I'ma just listen, if I see y'all in public and she give me a hug, I'ma just give her a hug and keep it moving. I ain't gonna be like, yo, I fucked your bitch, bro. That's corny.
Sometimes though, Dennis, you don't even gotta say it. Like, sometimes niggas just give that look like, yeah, she giving me a hug cause I fucked your bitch before.
Or we could just be cool.
Nah, saying, dog. Like, once you fuck,
listen, it's something listen, else. No, cause she give me that hug, boy gonna be like, yo, who boy? Oh, that's just somebody I know from a couple years ago. You know
I fucked your bitch. That's how niggas be. Real bold, especially Philly
niggas.
And I'll
be like, I don't give a fuck.
Philly niggas be on the block with you and working with you and shit. Like, oh yeah, I fucked her. Damn. You can't let me be
keep it
great,
a bean.
Though?
It be a lot of chicks for the team. And it.
But that's why I'm like, why she gotta be for the team?
Because she be for the team.
Niggas be fucking friends.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But I'm saying, like, If she fucked me,
maybe
right?
your friend is cuter than you, and I want to fuck him, her, and him.
Cool, you can do it.
Cool. That don't mean I'm for the team or for the streets.
But if we fuck, right, and then you hit my mans, and you knew that was my mans, you for the team.
Okay, so the
But I'm not going to disrespect you. If my man tell me he hit, I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Cause you know I hit already, cause I told you I hit. So if you do it, then it just be like, all right, bro, cool. All right, you know what I'm saying.
All I know is anything you can do, I can do better.
It's a thing too, cause it's be like, why are women sliders? But men not. What do women call like man whores? Nothing.
What you mean nothing? Niggas that just
dirty dick niggas. That's what y'all
definitely dirty dick niggas. Niggas passing around STDs and shit. Definitely. Fucking dirty dick ass.
That's
niggas.
That's what y'all call. That's what like. All right. So look,
fucking
if a man
got that hot shit.
So if somebody fucked you, shit. So if somebody fucked you and then they tried to fuck your friend and they succeeded, how would y'all address them? Just be like, oh, you a dirty dick nigga. But y'all both fuck.
It's not even that he a dirty dick nigga at that point. Like I'm saying, if I know that he's had sex with a lot of fucking girls, like mm-hmm. like he had sex with probably like 5 bitches in one day or some shit. Well, you know niggas can't even. But if you fuck 5 bitches in one fucking day and you doing that for 5 days per week or some shit, like you want some man whore shit. Like you flirt with everybody or everybody right, so in Philly right. know you.
Let me tell you this.
And they know what your dick look like and they know what your sex is like.
I think this is one of the corny things ever, right? Like Women be like, yo, I fuck bull, blah 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 blah, and they'll be like, oh, I kind of like him. I'm gonna try to see where things go. Oh, and your friends be like, oh, how was the sex? And you're like, oh, it was amazing. We did this, and dirt. Then all of a sudden, your friend sliding the bull DMs, be like, oh, yo, I heard you. You know what I'm saying you with the shits. I heard you. You know what I'm saying you packing. You do this, that, and the third. I'm like, oh yeah, like you know what I'm saying, what's up? Listen, women and men be trying
women
to see.
Women and men be drawing.
Be I'm, trying to see what the shit's about.
Listen, I say this every episode or almost every episode. Twisted Perception Podcast is a real ass show. I'm not saying that women don't do dirty shit because
they do dirty shit.
Like, I'm not going to come on here and cap. I'm going to keep it a fucking bean.
Y'all be capping sometimes, but. That's besides I'm the gonna point.
Keep it a fucking bean. Like girls do.
I'm gonna keep
shit
it two
too.
Virgils. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
like,
my god,
fuck,
two Virgils.
Fuck what they talking about. These but, women be fucking spiteful. Like, listen.
What Nicki Minaj say in that song?
Don't know, don't care.
No, she said rule number one to be a boss ass bitch. What she say, never let a fuck nigga or clown nigga, some shit try to play you. If he play you, then rule number two, fuck his best friend and make him yes man. Period.
That's what y'all doing? Y'all fucking people best friends now?
Well, you said about being spiteful. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Like, why, though? Like,
the same reason that niggas will fuck somebody's fucking friend. Period.
Yeah, but y'all don't really be friends, though.
Don't fucking say, say, nah. See, this is the double standard I'm talking about.
These women really
girls
don't be
don't
friends.
Really, no, the no, girls no, no, really don't no. be friends.
But keep it a bean. These men don't really be friends either. They be like, oh, that's my mans. Whole time, you ain't speak the boy in 6 years. And now you talking about some that's my mans. Bro, stop it.
Bop, 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 bop,
I'm bop. Just saying, bro, like, stop it.
Shots being thrown.
I ain't see boys since 6th grade. That's not your mans. That's somebody you knew. You don't know boy now.
Right.
And y'all 30. And y'all was 12.
Right.
Bro, we not about to do this.
We you friends, fucking, but you fucking
you,
my bitch.
You fucking my mans. That's not even your mans. You don't even talk to boy. Y'all Facebook friends. Y'all follow each other. I'm done.
Throwing shots back at them. Pop, pop.
I'm sorry. It's my first day back.
Yes, you had a lot of shit to get off your chest.
Yo, listen. And women too. Don't act like y'all friends. Cause y'all keep in contact for like once a year and say happy birthday to each other. Y'all not really friends. Y'all knew each other.
Listen.
Y'all used to be friends. Listen. Y'all associates now.
I'ma say this. No fucking shade. No shade. None. Cause I'm over the situation. No shade. But I did have it. Y'all want to hear fucking personal experiences?
Personal
here
experiences.
We go. So I was in a situation where my ex was dating one of my close friends, but we wasn't really close friends anymore. But it's like damn, though. Like, you knew we was friends, and it's like, you knew that was my ex, and it was like, oh, well.
People be plotting, though.
Yeah. No, I don't even think it was that type of situation. I think that it genuinely was like, oh, we, like, worked together, or we hung out, or some or somebody introduced me to some shit, and we started liking each other. Mm. And I do agree with that whole you can't help who you like or fall in love with, or that's whatever true. Shit. All right, I get it. But it was like, at the end of the day, it kind of still was like a slap in the face. And then the reason to justify that was, but you like girls now, so I thought it wouldn't matter.
So did you feel like they owed you kind of like a heads up? Like, yo, me and such and such.
I had to find out through social media when I saw pictures of them
together.
That's
kind of corny, though. Because especially if y'all used to deal with each other and that used to be your best friend, or what, or is your best friend, it's like, yo, like, I just want you to know, I know we used to fuck with each other back in the day, but now I'm dealing with such and such, and I just want to let you know before.
Yeah, well, that conversation kind of happened after I kind of put 2 and 2 together to get 4, not 2 and 2 to get 11, but.
That's kind of corny, yeah, but it's like, but even still, that's wrong.
I mean, I thought it was corny back then, but now, because I'm still friends with the person, it really doesn't even bother me.
All right, so. Let me bring up a different situation. So let's say I tried to talk to you, right? Mm-hmm. And you shut it down.
Right.
But then somehow me and your friend started talking, and we both really like each other, and she tell you, at that point, do you be like, oh, he tried to talk to me, but I ain't want him?
Well, I'm not that type of bitch, but I know bitches that are like that. Like, I'm like, not about to dead that situation for you. Like, if I ain't want you, I just ain't want you. But like, I'm not going, like,
I'm a, like, I don't know. Cause I feel like in that joint, I'd be like, well, I tried to talk to this person. I just want you to know, I tried to talk to this person.
Well, if you keeping it real on your end.
Yeah, if I'm telling her straight from different. The rip.
But, like, if you don't say anything to her, and then I corny. Just come, yeah, and then I just come along, like, yeah, he tried to talk to me, but I ain't want him, sis. That's fucking
like,
corny.
Like, if my mans tell me, like, yo, I'm talking to such and such, I'm like, oh, all right. Like, she was, I'm just letting you know, like, she was on my line, you know what I'm saying, like, a couple weeks ago. I just want you to know, like, I ain't want her or nothing, but, you know what I'm saying, we were, like, texting and shit, like, chilling.
Like, you would say that.
Yeah, to my friend, I'm like, just to let you know, like, we were just texting. It's nothing between us, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy for you.
But are you doing that because y'all close friends? And if she say something, then it's like,
I don't,
well, why you ain't tell me that y'all was texting? Because like, I don't feel like it's necessary.
I don't want it to be awkward. Because
it don't got to be awkward if nobody say anything.
No, but I'm saying, because like, let's say that she still likes me. Or, you know what I'm saying, she was trying to pursue me. And I just was like, no, like, I'm not, I don't even want to deal with you. And then she started talking to my close friend. And just be like, now we in the functions together and you with him, but you looking at me. So it's like.
Okay, but that's her making it awkward.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I just want to tell my friend, like, just to give it a heads up. Like, nothing happened between us. Like, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, because like, if your friend catch on, then they might start looking at you sideways.
And let's say that he go through her phone or some shit, and I'm like, oh, you was texting Dennis, like, a month ago. And now you trying to fuck with me? Like, I don't want no drama. So I'm just like, yo, like, it's nothing between us. We ain't fuck. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going on dates. We was just texting.
If you have a, you know, like, I'm a mature going. Conversation like that, just to say, like, oh, she was on my line before, yeah, and I'm it not ain't going go anywhere.
I'm not going to say we were talking. I'm not going to say we were dating.
No, but I'm saying, like, just don't come at the person and say, yeah, she was trying to be on my line.
No,
like, don't come like
I wouldn't
that.
I wouldn't even do that. I would just be like, yo, like, just to let you know, we were texting, you know what I'm saying, like, a month ago.
Right, but I'm saying, like, some people do say it like that, and that's the way that I feel like it's corny.
It come across.
Yeah, like, it's corny as fuck. Like, don't be like, oh, yeah, he was texting me, or
I don't think that's corny though, because you telling the truth. You were like, not
if you're
not
saying it in that manner.
Oh no, I'm not gonna say, oh, she was hitting me up. No, I'm not gonna. I'm like, yo, we were texting each other.
Right, that's what, like, I'm saying. If you could sit down and have a mature conversation with it, like, you know, this is what it is.
I think a lot of people were just gonna be like, yo, you tried to talk to my friend, blah blah blah. It was like, no, like we were just busting it up. You know what I'm saying? It never went anywhere. You know what I'm saying? We never talked, like, we never went on any dates. We never fucked. You know what I'm saying? And then she started talking to you. And I don't have no problem with it. I don't feel no type of way. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know, like, we were in communication just in case anything does come up. It's just be like, I'm just letting you know. Like, if she didn't tell you, I'm telling you.
Right, so it's cool to have that type of conversation. Just don't come off like you being cocky as fuck.
No, because like some men and females, they be like, oh yeah, we used to talk. No, we did not. We did not talk. We used to text.
Let's clear that up on the Twisted Perception podcast. I actually been seeing like a lot of like Twitter memes or like tweets and stuff where they'll say, we used to talk. But No, we didn't used to talk. We probably conversed for a couple of hours. See, because I'm the type of person that I get bored easily, or I get uninterested fast. Like, if you don't keep my attention, listen.
My man, listen.
I'm the fuck gone. You lost me. After a couple of hours and you don't got nothing else to say, that's all the conversation you had for me. I'm good, listen, love, enjoy.
Keep it a bean. We used to text.
Right.
We used to converse.
Not date.
We never went on any dates. We wasn't going on dates. We wasn't hanging out.
We wasn't kissing and fucking.
We wasn't holding hands in public. Like, I didn't take you to the movies and buy you popcorn and a large soda. We was talking. We was texting. We never got on the phone. We never FaceTimed. No. We did not talk. Don't tell people we used to talk. That's one thing, yo. I've been in plenty of situations where people are like, yo, you used to talk to my friend. No, I did not. Call your friend right now. We used to text.
Let's address this situation. We
used
ASAP.
We used to text. Don't believe them.
Yeah, no. At this point, it is what it is. We was texting, and that's it. Like, it was just pure entertainment. Like, that's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with texting somebody just for pure entertainment.
It's not.
But don't flirt with somebody when you're in a fucking relationship.
Because then you get swung on. And then having your partner
find out, and then you get swung on.
Yes.
Or the person trying to get beat up on. But
I mean, oh well.
Oh well.
Come get your nigga, sis. Come get your girl, sis.
Listen, don't dump your girl on me. That's chalk. If your girl texts me some fly shit, don't dump your girl on
me. Yeah, bro. She about to come live with you.
No, the fuck she not. She about to go live in her car. She better go back out to her parents.
Damn.
She not living with me? Cause she texts me some fly shit? Shit. That's her fault. I ain't tell her to send me that shit at 2:00 in the morning.
True. Now just the 2 a.m. Bop, bop.
Listen. Your girl texts me at 2 a.m.
Why
you gotta address
your
girl.
Pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, boom.
You better address your girl, player.
And in the nigga life so soon.
And don't try to come shoot my house up. Don't try
burn
to catch me slipping.
Yes.
Don't burn my house down.
Period. Poo.
Because your girl texted me some dumb shit to it. You know what?
No, but seriously, on a real serious note, as a females, we really gotta stop doing it. Like, if it's your partner, please address your partner.
Y'all legit crazy.
Please address your partner. Don't try to go beat that girl up at the fucking nail salon. She ain't even know about you, sis.
Facts.
We gotta do better.
Facts.
We gotta do better as women. Facts. Like, we really do.
And men, don't call my phone if your girl texts me.
He's just gonna show up at your house.
He ain't got my address. Need to do shit.
hiding out in the car, watching you from a distance.
Y'all both ain't got my address, so that don't even matter.
Followed you and shit.
Follow me. Yo, y'all really be crazy out here. Listen, don't follow me because your girl texting me at all types of time of nights and
you
I'm not responding.
You better follow me on the gram or follow me on Twitter. Don't follow me personally. Like, I don't got nothing to do with that, yo.
Listen.
Your girl, your man, whatever is unhappy with you, not my motherfucking problem. Okay.
And it's a lot of unhappy people out here. Who love double standards.
True. I mean, and at this point, it really.
And by the way, if you unhappy and you fucking.
Please communicate that.
Oh, for sure. But if you unhappy and you fucking flirting and fucking other bitches, and then you find out your girl or significant other or man is fucking other people, bro, you better chalk that shit up. It was like, well. It is what it is.
You know what? Clint Coley posted. Shout out to Clint. Love Clint. Advice from a fuckboy. Listen to his podcast. I saw Clint post something. And he said, it was like, I think like a Twitter meme or something. And it was like, I think it was a guy crying. But it says, girls, when they dating other people and he's dating other people too, and it's like she crying about it, like,
bro, you gotta get over it. Like, men, oh my god.
Listen, but like, men, if y'all together, it's like I'm dating other people, but I'm mad that you dating other people. But like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, as a girl, I feel like he was personally throwing shots at women.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm that type of bitch.
Because you be dating other people?
Low key, like, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't say anything. If I'm in a situation where I'm dating someone, and then I decide to flirt outside of that, but then I find out that you flirting outside of that, it's just like, yo, I'm supposed to be your only girl. Like, and
yo,
I feel like
all,
a lot of women
feel like that.
Y'all feel me?
This goes
Why
back,
the fuck
this goes
is
back
y'all-
to the This goes back to the poly relationship shit where you want everybody for yourself. And then you don't want anybody dealing with anybody else.
No, that's difference.
No, it's the same shit.
It's difference. No.
It's the same shit.
I'm saying, because like at that point, we don't all know each other and we're not all dating. I'm saying.
Sorry, there is fucking fireworks going on right next to the building.
All right, well, it's that time. It's that motherfucking time. But like, don't do that. Just don't do it. Just.
You gonna pluck the fucking firework out there?
Yes, cause like what? Damn.
You.
It don't matter where the fuck you at. You gonna hear that shit anywhere in the fucking city, like all over Philly. No. Y'all drawing.
That's funny as shit.
But anyway, don't do it. But do it. You better
do
check.
It. Do
you better check that nigga. You better check that girl. Fuck out of here.
Whoever the fuck makes you happy. But don't be a dickhead about certain shit. Like, if you cheating on your girl and your girl cheating on you, then you might as well just chalk that up, player. Y'all just in a cheating-ass relationship. Y'all got an open relationship.
Like, yeah, like, we together, but we flirting.
We
so.
Fucking other people.
But guys do that, too. There goes that double standard, though.
I said
do
girl
that.
Or female.
Girl or female?
I mean, sorry. Guy. I said if you a guy and you fucking other people, but your girl fucking other people, you might as well just chalk it up.
Yeah, but I'm... True. But also, like I said back in the first podcast, like how guys are like 10 times crazier than girls, like it'll be like
an emotional, like we're gonna
emotional
keep,
as fuck.
Oh, we're gonna keep it a bean.
Keep
men
it a bean.
Are, where men are 10 times
keep it two Virgils.
Men are 10 times more emotional than women.
They are. They really are. They like legit really are.
We gonna keep it a bean. They fuck shit. You break a man's heart. He out for 2 years. You break a woman's heart, she out for a month.
He out for the rest of his life. Fuck 2 years.
Listen, she out for a month and she in a new relationship right after
he
that.
He is out for the rest of the fucking years this that is, he's this alive.
Is, this
he
is what happens.
He's always going to blame it on that
is,
one girl when he was 15
is,
years old.
Listen,
broke his
hold
heart.
On. Listen, this is how I know a woman over her relationship in Philadelphia. Right, all the pictures is gone. Mm-hmm. of their relationship. Instagram. Hold on, they just broke up. So all the pictures is going off the Instagram and Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. She takes a trip to Miami, comes back, she happy. She got a new space, everything. And then all of a sudden, a month later, she in a relationship. That's how you know women in Philadelphia get over shit fast as hell. All they need is a trip to Miami and they right back.
Now just a trip to Miami, because I ain't never take no trips to Miami to get over any women in
Philly
body.
Women in Philly take a trip to Miami right after they break up and
you
be
know what?
Right
I never
back.
Even been to Miami. I've been to Vegas. I've been to Canada. I've been sad. To Jamaica. I've been to Cancun, and I ain't never been to Miami.
I've been to Miami 4 times. I'm sick of that shit.
I heard the nightlife is popping, but
it is. But I'm sick of it.
But anyways, guys really are 10 times crazy, and if they find out that they girl.
Is cheating?
Yes, like you cheating on her, but they find out that the girl is cheating on him. It's a fucking rap.
Listen, they gonna threaten
it's
to kill themselves. Like, and that shit not funny, but they be threatening to kill themselves. They be threatening to
Child
fucking
heard it all before.
They be threatening to burn your house down. Like, nah, they be bruh.
Don't throw shots at my baby. She not here.
Listen, she was burning everything.
She's so sane and so chill. She's so sane and so chill. I got your back. Nah, I know you listening. No,
but no, like on some shit,
she ain't
like,
burning shit. She be talking shit
on some shit. Like, yeah, men gonna threaten a lot of shit after you break their heart. Oh, you ain't never gonna be fucking happy with nobody else. It's just me. I'm the only motherfucker.
Fuck that nigga.
I'm the only motherfucker that made you happy.
Snap that pussy back. And move the fuck on. Period.
That's great advice.
It is.
So what's your advice for men?
They don't get advice. Not in my book. Niggas gonna do what the fuck they wanna do,
blasphemy.
Period. Niggas gonna wanna do what they wanna do, period. You hold the niggas down.
Listen,
and I'm holding the females down.
Listen.
That's your job. I don't got nothing to say to these niggas.
A female break your heart, bro. Y'all be all right. Listen, everything gonna be okay.
And all he gonna do is fuck the next bitch.
And still be unhappy.
Just like Lawrence did on Insecure.
Work on yourself, King.
Just love your beard, King.
Real shit.
Just like Lawrence did on Insecure when Issa cheated on him and he went to the bitch from the bank house. Like, I forgot her name because she was irrelevant. But what I'm saying is,
listen,
do,
we always
go fuck somebody.
Listen, we as a people always got that one bounce back person that always gonna take us back at their relationship.
Nah, dog.
Yo, don't fucking lie. Women, especially women, they can hit up any one of their exes and just be like, yo, like, what you doing?
I really wanna make this work.
No, yeah.
Now. I really wanna make this work now.
That
now
should be like,
being
that should be like, hold on,
the
wait.
Keyword.
Oh, you must have just got out of your relationship. All right. Well, I mean, you can come over. Like, we can talk about things. Whole time. Next relationship.
So
right
you,
there, that
are
night.
You trying to say the niggas is that soft? That they just go
women?
Be like, oh yeah.
Or men?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about women.
Oh, that women be like, okay?
No. I'm saying, like, we always, as a people, have that one or two bounce back people that's always going to take us back, regardless of what the fuck we do. So it's like, we can be in a relationship.
I don't got that.
Bullshit.
I really don't.
Bullshit.
Who the fuck going to take my dumb ass back? I'm motherfucking crazy. I'm sorry. I'm
people
not
love your crazy ass.
I'm not motherfucking crazy.
Yeah. Man, thank you
I'm
for
not
a minute.
Motherfucking crazy.
People love your crazy ass. Don't even fucking start.
Listen, it's not that they love my. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm such a cool person. Like, I just.
And forgiving.
Chill. I'm very forgiving. But I don't forget, though. I don't forget. I'm forgiving, but I don't forget. But I'm just like a cool ass sis, you know, with a chill ass vibe.
And my fucking
being on some popping ass fucking tasting music. So I mean, yeah, like I get it. But no. At the end of the day, I feel like your ex is your ex for a reason. And you shouldn't
yeah, but
be taking
people,
you
but
shouldn't
people
be
love
taking
back
their
exes.
No, but you shouldn't be taking anybody back who's kinda sorta or not even kind of sort of, but treating you like a second, third, fourth opinion. Like, oh, or when option. You done, you fucking, oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
It's all good, baby.
That's what I'm trying to say. An option. That's treating you like an option. Like when you done your whole phase, it's like, oh, now you want to come back to me. Be better than that king. Be better than that queen. And this is for both sexes because
I appreciate you because now you're giving advice to the kings. I appreciate you.
I'm
so
saying
much.
like know your self-worth and know not to take that person back. Like you're not about to treat me like no fucking option. And
oh, for sure. Don't treat me like an option. Don't think you're about to come in and out of my life anytime you was. You know what I'm saying? No, that's chalk. We not doing that, sweetheart.
And then you think, like, oh, it's all good now. I'm going to just go back to you and it's going to be cool. Like, no, that's dead. You didn't want me back then. They didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on
okay,
me.
Mike Jones.
Hey, Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
No. No, no, we are not about to start demagging in this joint.
Mike Jones,
yo. First of all, yo, hit us up on Instagram if you ever called that fucking number from fucking Mike Jones and got his fucking voicemail.
Oh my god!
Please, please, I want to know.
Don't hit us up.
Anyone know 334-8004? Hit Mike Jones up on the low. Listen.
No. Meanwhile, somebody I fell for that dumb shit at my old ass age because you know when the whole quarantine happened and the unemployment shit, and they was like, "Oh, call for the status of your stimulus check or some shit," and I ain't even realized that it was that number. So I'm calling it all fucking dumb.
Who, Mike Jones? You was like, "These."
And there was people in the comments. You know, I live for the comments on Twitter, bro. People was in the comments.
Yo, you know what's worse than that?
Like, I called that shit all dumb. I wasn't the only one.
I'm about to expose my age. You know what's worse than that? You bagging somebody.
Expose your age, King.
You expose somebody.
Not 18, but 28.
You bag somebody. And you get the number to the rejection hotline.
Yo,
fam, I used to be sick.
Welcome to the rejection hotline. You probably got rejected because your breath stink.
You're ugly,
ugly.
You're stupid.
Yes.
Bro, I was like.
I used to use that shit faithfully. Do that shit even still exist? What was the number? I'm about to Google that shit.
I don't know.
Shit.
But wow. I know that fucking number took over from the fucking loop number.
What's the loop number?
It used to be the loop number. Then they changed it to the rejection hotline.
Oh. When this is how old I am, because I used to be in chat rooms on AOL and
AOL
shit.
Messenger.
Yes, and yo, they'd be like ASL and facts. Shit. Age, I was about to sex, say that. Location.
ASL, 18. I'm a male from Philly. I'm the whole time I'm 12. I'm about to get these bitches right now. Yo,
dead ass.
I'm about to bag these bitches right now. She was like, 18, Arizona, female. Like, what's up with you? Like,
yo, I used to be on AIM faithfully. Yeah. Like, faithful fucking Lee. I used to be on AIM chatting. Because, like, I think, wasn't it, like, a private, like, DM or some shit?
It was a chat room.
And then you could hit them up personally,
then
right?
Yeah, then, like, and from the chat room, you can, like, click their name and then go into a separate chat, just y'all two.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that shit. What? I used to be in there faithfully.
Nothing was better than the loop.
That literally was fucking... single dating multiple people.
That was the first fucking like.
That's where it
that
all started.
First,
and
that
shit.
Was the first Tinder.
Yes.
Like we keeping
you,
it to being.
But like you couldn't see people, so it was better because you know people off their personality, and they be lying the whole time.
Motherfuckers be like, picture. I ain't got no Jones on this
yes,
computer.
Yes, be lying. But like, how you know you're not talking to a fucking 45-year-old pedophile? Like
that's why they fucking made to catch a predator. Cause motherfuckers was on there talking about something. They was kids. Whole time you a 40-year-old man trying to hook up with a 13-year-old.
Just nasty.
Fucking
I used to be on there faithfully. You know who I used to talk to a lot on AIM? Rock. Shout out to Rock because he shouts out the podcast every time he listens to an episode.
And us.
Rock
we
Reggie.
The best.
Oh my! All right, no, we not about to do that.
We the best.
Cause this man's bombing this bitch.
09, 2010, class of dimes. We had our own party song. We was lit.
Oh my god!
Niggas was hating on us.
Nah.
But yeah, back to this. Listen, the loop was the best thing ever invented. Cause you used to.
I don't remember anything by no loop.
You used to call in a loop. You had an intro.
Then you listen to other. My friend used to get me on here.
Then you listen to other people's intros, and then you used to be like, "Oh, all right, I'm gonna hit them up." Yeah, what's up with you? Like, you know what I'm saying, what
that you
doing?
Was putting on your sexy voice at the age of twelve.
You had to put on your sexy voice for bitches on the loop. And then you
I remember that. And then they send you
a message back, and you had to listen, and then send it back to them. Listen, the loop was the shit. That's how you used to bag bitches back in the day. That shit was before MySpace and all that.
Damn, MySpace was the shit.
MySpace was the shit. First of all,
I used to create my own profiles.
Keep it a bean. Some of y'all profiles were shitty. Some of y'all profiles were shit.
Why you gotta go on there and down people MySpace pages?
I'm just saying, like, y'all thought y'all was the shit. Y'all MySpace.
I was the shit, and I used to have the pictures in a slideshow.
Listen,
I found all the cheat codes.
I found the cheat codes to have a top 64.
You drawing.
I had
a top 10.
Y'all used to be mad as shit. Well, I'm not in your top 8. You ain't do it this week. You know what I'm saying?
I used to change my top 10 like
my
a
top
lot.
Three. My top three used to be the same,
right?
And then the other five, they had to compete.
Yo, you I'm had not to do gonna some, lie to you.
You had to do some shit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was in high school, I dated a girl and a guy, and I was fucking pissed. Okay, I was fucking pissed that no. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't dating. Well, I did date a guy and a girl in high school, but I'm sorry, wrong relationship. Look,
she drunk.
Y'all, I had that hard body steel 211. My bad.
She had a steel, y'all. She drunk. You drunk,
no,
big fella.
No, I was her girlfriend, and then she had a boyfriend, right?
Mm.
Why that bitch put me as number two and not number one?
You was the best friend, dickhead. She was like, that's not even, we not doing nothing. That's my best friend. Whole time y'all fucking, y'all together.
No, like,
oh, wait,
yo,
so her boyfriend was number one?
He was.
He was a dick.
And I was fucking pissed. I remember, I'm like, why the fuck he number one and I'm not number one? Like, it's just no way around it. This is why I don't do poly relationships, y'all.
Yo.
This is why.
Yo.
I don't like coming second to nobody.
Yo, we found out why she don't do poly relationships, because that shit hurt her
that
fucking
shit traumatized
feelings.
Me. I got PTSD.
She said, hold on.
Shit.
She said, hold on. Bitch, I'm number two? Fuck that.
Yeah, like, why would I ever be number two? Bitch, I'm number one. Like, what Drake said, top two when I'm not two, period.
Facts. I'm not two.
Like, yo, I'm definitely number one, period.
I had my best friend at number one, and I went on her page, and I found out I was number two. I said, you like this friendship, don't you? You like
you
us being best friends.
You about to start threatening and
you,
shit.
You like us being best friends, right? I'm going to need you to change that shit, because I'm number one. Regardless of what you say, but you number one on my page and I'm number two on yours.
Top two when I'm not two.
Yeah, we gotta
period.
Fight. We gotta rumble.
Just like Tory Lanez said, you top five and you not five.
You
like,
can be,
I need
you can
to
be
beat.
Four.
Nah, dog. I need to be number one, period.
First of all,
time.
If you top five and you not five, you can be any number from one through four.
One. There's no other fucking number for me.
Excuse me, man.
I'm number one.
You got to be number three.
Period. Just like this motherfucking podcast going to be number one on the charts.
The Beyonce of podcasts.
Yeah, shout out to Eddie. Make sure that y'all
fuck
following
you talking
him.
About.
I'm going to put it on my Instagram.
Yo, but keep
he
it.
He called it the Beyonce of podcasts.
But keep it a bean. Y'all used to be mad as shit about that top 8 shit on fucking MySpace.
We did.
For
sure. I ain't
sure.
Gonna fucking lie. You know I don't care.
You used to go to school and you used to be like, I'm number 3.
Yeah,
but you number 2 on my page.
Right, like if we
cool,
not on
you
the
going,
same.
Cool, I'm about to change my shit right now. Niggas had the fucking, what is that shit? The fucking proxy to get on fucking MySpace in the fucking library and get on and change they fucking top 8 and be like, all right, you number 3 now, bro. What's up?
Yeah, like, if we not if we're not on the same level, like if I got you at 2 and I'm not at 2, you getting bumped to 15, sis. You know what? Or bro.
It used to be some shit where you just had a top 8. Before all the other fancy shit came out, before the fucking top 16, before the top 24, before the top 36.
Right.
You had a top 8. Nigga, if I was 8, I barely just made the cut. Oh, I'm snapping.
At this point,
I'm arguing that shit down.
At this point, you're not even. At this point, you're not even. You're not even on my shit.
I'm bottom of the line. I'm number 8.
Yes. Like, why I gotta be last?
8?
8, bro?
You don't fuck with me, bro, if I'm fucking 8. You listen, if I'm 8, I'm snapping. Nigga, 8? Just put me at 4, bro. So I'd be like, all right, I'm middle of the.
I'm content at being everybody's number 1.
You can't be everybody's number 1.
Yes, I can. And I will be, period.
This is why you can't be in a fucking poly relationship.
Exactly.
This is why you can't have threesomes, because the fucking world revolves around you.
Period.
And you don't want your partner touching nobody else.
No.
This is why you can't be in any type of.
Wait, I didn't say that. But it's just like, I gotta be the best. You could touch somebody else, but I'm still the best.
Hold on. Now I had me cracking the fuck up when she was like, This bitch coming.
She be drawing.
Spinning on the dick.
You spinning around on the dick. You hanging from ceilings, bitch.
She was like, hold on, what I gotta
teach me.
Hold on, bitch. I gotta fucking top this tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Like, I'm bitches, a
first
tired.
Of all, bitches don't stretch before sex and shit.
Oh my god. This is it. No.
I'm back. We gotta talk about this shit. I'm fucking back. Bitches don't stretch before sex. Motherfuckers catch a fucking hernia.
Bitch, I eat my rice and cabbage. And first so, of all, man, he got a grab.
First of all, motherfucker, all you drinking is fucking air and lettuce.
I'm eating your daily air intake. And lettuce. Shut up. Me and Nah was on a cleanse, okay? I made her eat air for 2 weeks, and now we about to turn up this weekend and eat tacos and drink tequila and steels and everything the
y'all
fuck
fucking
else
out
we
of
drink.
Pocket. Y'all fucking.
Yo, we mixed steels and tequila one time, bruh.
First of all,
and
not
she
don't
had
even,
to work. She
not
had
don't
to
even
work
like tequila.
What? She like anything.
The tequila I had in the car, she was
oh,
fucking.
Probably not that one, but I like tequila coconut. I like that 1800. Anyways, what did we learn today?
Oh,
what did we learn today?
If your man is cheating on you with other bitches and she don't know, don't fuck that bitch up. Fuck your man up.
But if they both knew, fuck them both up. Period.
That's coming from L.
In the lesbian world, everybody getting fucked up. Because
everybody
matter the
bitches and everybody. Listen, everybody can catch hands. If you a man and you find your bitch cheating, drag her the fuck out of that bed.
Wait. We ain't discussed this. Hold up. 2 seconds.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Give me one
me.
Thing. One thing.
One thing, drag.
Hold on. So, all right. So, let's say that you with your girl, right? Okay. But you catch her cheating with another girl. So, you beating this bitch ass? Or, like, what you doing?
You got to drag that bitch out of the bed. And be like, I'll be like, hold up. First of all, if I talk to you about threesomes and you shut that shit down and I come home and you fucking another bitch, oh, you getting dragged out of the fucking bed by your fucking head.
Damn. And oh, sorry, ladies. He's a woman beater.
I'm not a woman beater. I'm going to sit you down on the fucking couch. I'm like, you denied all my threesome requests.
But you pulling her by her hair.
It's not hers. It's going to be like some Brazilian.
Now just a weave.
It's going to be some Brazilian.
It's off.
It's going to be some Brazilian. But hold on. Wait. No. Like, honestly, you got to address that shit in the moment. If I walk in and you fuck, like, let's say you eat in the box and I walk in, I'm like, so like.
At that point, you should just walk in and eat her box.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Or slap your dick on her ass.
Wow.
But either way.
Getting hello. No.
But listen.
Stop.
Listen.
Wait a minute.
All right. But hold on. Like, all right. If she in there eating a box, either you can join or you going to address the situation. I'm like, yo, when I asked for a threesome, you wasn't with the shits, but you in here eating a bitch ass.
Well, maybe she just want her to herself.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That's it and that's all. Shut the fuck up. Anyways. Thank you guys for joining us today and all of our fucking shenanigans. And fucking shout out to the fireworks. We really appreciate you guys. We thank you guys for listening every single week and posting us and shouting us out and getting the merch. We coming out with more merch soon. I should be putting in another order tomorrow. We got some surprises for you guys.
I don't even know what the fucking surprises is, so
I don't even know what the surprises is.
It's a surprise for me.
I don't even know what the surprise is yet. But I think that we should do giveaways soon. Because people been real faithful and we want to bless the people.
I'm fucking back.
Oh my God. Good night. Bye, y'all.